Jan and Chris Jones, along with volunteers, cut the stamps from the birthday cards sent to Captain Tom. Regional fundraising manager Bernadette Halton told me what happens to the stamps once they've been donated.
So first of all, I wanted to say thank you to Chris and Jan. Jan is a regular collector of stamps for us. And that task actually is no mean feat, because they would have had to cut off round about an inch round each stamp from every envelope. And when you think that it was hundreds of thousands of stamps. So what happens is they put them into some collecting boxes for us, and they've been sent up to our contact, a company we work with called Exchange Master, who are fantastic up in Scotland. And what they do is recycle them. So they recycle them out to collectors. Lots of collectors around the world or around the country want to collect stamps. And if you think, it's something like 23 different versions of stamps are created every year. And for stamp collectors to buy those at cost price is expensive. So what they do is they buy the recycled ones from companies like Exchange Master. So it's a much cheaper price for them. So we send them off in bags to them, and then they sell them on to people. There's also international collectors of stamps as well, and they want to buy them in bulk. And then the third thing is sometimes they make up like a collage of stamps, and again that gets sold off. So we make the money from that recycling process. So from Captain Tom's, just RNIB, because I know another charity was involved as well, we got £250 for that. So that's really fantastic.
It certainly is, Bernadette, but these days people tend not to receive letters and therefore stamps. So for the stamps that they do receive, tell people what they can do to help RNIB.
Well, I mean, it is sad that people don't write as many letters, but, you know, people still send cards and letters when there are occasions, whether it's a funeral, but at weddings and engagements and birthdays and things like that. Also, people send postcards these days, and they send them to other people and they receive them as well. So anybody who's collecting stamps, obviously Christmas is a big, big time as well. You know, we encourage people to collect their stamps off any letters that they get. And they just all they have to do is just cut round them, and then they can either order an envelope from us or a collecting box. So some companies do that as well. So they'll have a collecting box in reception or somewhere. It's all free. They just fill in a request form on our RNIB website, and I'll give that out in a minute. Or they can call somebody and we'll send them an envelope which is prepaid, and they just put the stamps into the envelope or a collecting box, send them off free of charge, and then we then generate the income from it. So they can either request by calling 0303 123 9999, our normal helpline number, or they can just complete a request form from our website on rnib.org.uk and follow the link for stamps.
Have you any idea how much RNIB raises with the collection of stamps?
Well, I think from figures that I found up until probably about a year ago, it was about £175,000. So it's not just a little drop in the ocean. I mean, £250 from Captain Tom was, or should I call him Sir Tom, was fantastic for one individual. But over the years, so I would imagine that number's probably more like over £200,000 now, which is a lot of money and pays for a lot of services for us. So, you know, those little stamps can mean so much to us.
It's something that we all can just do in our own homes.
Absolutely. It's so easy. Put them aside in a pile, and then when you've got 5 minutes in front of the telly, just cut round them and stick them in an envelope. All free to do and just so easy for us. And of course, there are some people out there who've actually got collections. They've got their own collections on. They may have inherited them. And we do have a special process for that. Again, same contact details, the helpline number or our website. But we do have, if someone thinks that they've got a valuable collection, we do have another outlet. So again, make a call to our helpline number and we can set up some special organisation just to make a collection for those, because that may be worth a little bit more money and we can let them know how much they're valued at.
You must be facing challenges, Bernadette, during this time. It isn't easy to fundraise. What's been going on?
So for us, out in community fundraising, which is basically working with local people doing their own collections, so things like supermarket collections or people doing a tea for RNIB or a dine in the dark event, there are lots of events out there that people have done over the years for us, And of course, all of that has come to a grinding halt at the moment, which is really, really frustrating. We obviously have our urgent appeal that's been set up, but for people out in the community, people are desperate to get back out and do things and engage locally and want to say thank you to RNIB. So there's some lots of online stuff that people can do. They can host their own queers and things like that and then just give us some money. But like all charities, we're really, really struggling at the moment. So we're just hoping for things to come back up and running. But in the meantime, you know, you may want to sponsor a talking book in memory of someone, say, oh, I want to leave a lasting memory. Sponsor a talking book. All the details are online. Or let's come out of lockdown and have a celebration, have something to look forward to. You know, do something to support RNIB, because there are a lot of things that we're getting out there and we're doing lots of campaigning at the moment. We're doing some fantastic stuff. Let's do some fundraising to support it. So anything that you can bring to us, please, we'd love to receive it. Otherwise, keep collecting some stamps.
Regional Fundraising Manager, Bernadette Halton.